It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Tonight's story will get underway after this bit of bright banter between Fibber and Molly.
Listen to this, McGee. Here's a man who's collected enough string in 10 years to make a ball that's 9 feet around.
Ball of what?
A ball of string.
Oh, well, you give an American enough rope and he'll wind up with something every time.
That's more truth than poetry. Enough rope, a little leeway when it's most needed, and folks really do make something of it. In fact, isn't leeway what the Prudential had in mind when they set up the Modified Five plan?
You hit it right on the button. It gives you folks, especially you young married ones, time to get established because its cost for the first 5 years is only half of the regular premium. About half what anyone would normally expect to pay for ordinary life insurance.
Then at the beginning of the sixth year, the regular premium starts. But by then, your income has gone up and you can afford it.
Not only that, but the Prudential has been paying you dividends since the end of the second year.
And those dividends will help you cut down the cost.
Even when you're paying only half the regular rate for those first 5 years, you're still getting the full protection of the policy.
Interested? Then call your Prudential agent.
Well, today is Fix-It Day at 79 Wistful Vista. Yes, sir, Mr. McGee got up this morning fired with ambition. Mrs. McGee gave him a list of things that needed repairing around the house. Mr. McGee hauled out his toolbox, and he's been busy as a beaver ever since.
Nail there. Another nail right here. There, that's it. Boy, that's as solid as a rock now.
Well, how are you getting along, Carpenter?
Oh, swell, kiddo. I'm all through with the first job and ready for the next one.
Good. You've been a busy lad for the last hour and a half. This first job must have been a dilly. What'd you do, put the screens up for me?
Not yet. I got it on my list, but...
You must have fixed the basement step then, because that needed...
Now, that's later, kiddo, later. First things first, you know.
Okay, I give up. What have you done so far?
Put new hinges on the lid to my toolbox. Look at that. Solid as a rock.
I can't tell you how proud of you I am, my boy.
Oh, sure, it was nothing.
I've always wanted new hinges on the lid to your toolbox.
You have?
Yes, sir. I may break my neck someday on that loose step in the basement, and if I don't get the screens up soon, the flies will drive us out of the house.
Oh, now I'm going to...
And that chain for the front door that I bought from the salesman at the door so I wouldn't have to open the door for salesmen? That does me very little good lying in the kitchen drawer.
Molly, I'm going
to
put the
but
chain...
But I'll be able to sleep nights now. Safe in the knowledge that my husband has got new hinges on the lid to his toolbox. I'm glad.
Gee whiz, kiddo, you sound kind of bitter. I'm going to fix all that stuff for you. I promised I'll fix it.
Well, I can't stay here and crack a whip. I've got to go out for an hour or so.
Where?
I'm going over to Mrs. Morley's for a fitting on that taffeta coat she's making for me.
You just go right ahead, Tootsie. And by the time you get back, I'll have everything fixed. First thing I'm going to do right now is put that chain on the front door for you.
Good.
And look, Molly, I wasn't wasting time putting new hinges on my toolbox lid. I was saving time.
How do you mean?
Because with the hinges busted, I couldn't carry the toolbox from job to job like I ought to. The handle is on the lid, and every time I picked it up, the tools spilled all over the floor.
Oh, I remember that all right, the noise of spilling tools.
But with new hinges, I'm all set. Look, I merely grab this toolbox by the handle, pick it up, and... Whoops! All over the floor. I forgot to fasten the catch on it. You see, when I picked it up, the catch came open. And...
I'm going to the dressmaker's. I'll see you later.
I forgot to fasten the catch. There. Boy, that chain is on there forever. Now, let me see if it works. Swell, perfect. Now let some pushy peddler try to shoehorn his way in here. Get his size 12 brogans into this crack. Yes, what is it? No, thanks, we got plenty. Goodbye.
McGee, you myopic moose. This is me, Doc Campbell.
Got the password, Doc?
Stop horsing around and open that door.
That's the password, Ducky. Come in.
What are you playing? The king is in his castle?
Nope, I promised Molly I'd install this chain while she was gone. Here, I'll show you how it works.
You needn't explain it to me, pony boy. I got one on my own front door. Only they're no darn good.
What you mean, no good?
Just what I said. Anybody with a hairpin or a piece of wire can unhook it in 2 minutes.
Doctor, you are full of more wrong answers, misinformation, and false facts than a Russian encyclopedia.
Is that so, Bubblehead?
Who you calling Blubberhead?
I said Bubblehead.
Oh, well, that's different.
And if you want to see how easy that door chain is to unhook, come on outside with me. Get me a hairpin or... Well, never mind, I got a paperclip. I'll straighten it and show you.
Okay, wise guy. You go out on the front porch and I'll put the chain on the door and... No, I gotta be out there to watch, so I'll go out on the front porch and you put the chain on the door and... No, you gotta be out there to unhook it, don't you?
Obviously.
Well, we'll both put the chain on the door and then we'll both go out on the front porch and... I don't think we can do this, Doc, because after we put the chain on the door, we can't get outside to work on it.
Genius. I have a timid suggestion. Let's put the chain on the front door here. Then you and I'll go out the back door. Walk around to the front door from the outside, of course.
Hey, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
I was just going to think of that myself. I'll put the chain on the door right now, and we'll go out the back way. And if you can get this thing unhooked from the outside, I'll eat your dirty old satchel, pills and all.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
What do viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do?
Do for me?
Do for me?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, what do viceroys do for all smokers that no other filter tip can do? Here's the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through.
You're right. The flavor does come through smoothly, easily.
For my money, Viceroys taste even better than cigarettes without filters.
Next time you hear the question, what do Viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do? You know the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through. Smoke Viceroys. Get 20,000 filters. Get richer, smoother flavor.
Doggone it, come loose from there. That confounded thing.
I told you you couldn't open it from the outside, you big bragger.
Well, you must have the chain up wrong. I can open the one on my own front door. Now, this darn thing is...
Give up, Butterfingers, give up. 20 minutes you've been messing around with that chain, and you just can't do it. Why don't you admit it's locked and you're licked?
Okay, okay, I'm licked.
Aha. That's all I wanted to hear you say, you old fraud. Well, come on, we'll go around in the back door, and I'll put a pot of coffee on.
Gee, I don't think I can stay that long, McGee. I got to get over to the hospital. I thought sure I could unhook that chain with a paperclip because my own front door...
When I put a chain on a door, Doctor, it's guaranteed and ununhookable. No comic Jimmy Valentine is going to jimmy my front door because when I do a job, I do it right. Maybe you won't brag so quick the next time.
Look, look, could you talk a little slower and walk a little faster, Flapjoy? It's starting to rain.
Well, I'll be darned. I didn't notice that. It is raining a little. Well, come on in, Fatso, and I'll put...
Well, come on. Come on, open the door.
Doc, we're locked out.
Oh, here, let me do it. Satchel's in there. My hat. How about the windows?
They're in there, too, naturally.
No, no, no. Are they unlocked? Because if we can open a window, I'll crawl through and...
Oh, stop dreaming. You couldn't crawl through an open barn door, and besides, we keep our windows locked. And, hey, I'm getting wet. Come on, quick, in the garage. Come on.
This isn't the stupidest, silliest, most idiotic situation I ever got into.
You said that 17 times so far, Fatso. Turn the record over, will you?
Well, confound it, you told me Molly had the back door key and you told me she'd be home in an hour.
What she said.
An hour, my foot. I've been sitting in this clammy, dirty garage for 2 hours now. I got work to do. People to see. Calls to make.
Well, if you don't like it in my garage, go home.
You know very well I can't go anywhere till I get my satchel out of your house. I was due at the hospital at 2:30. It's 3:30 right now. Look, I'm going out there and break the kitchen window.
If you break a window in my house, I'll break your big fat arm, you big vandal.
But, McGee, I gotta get to work. I got people waiting calls.
That better stop beefing. You got us into this lard bucket. If you hadn't been such a wise guy that automatically anything I do, you think you can unhook it with a paperclip, we wouldn't be sitting in here in the garage starting to hate each other right now.
Starting to hate each other? Why do you think I've had my eyes closed for the last hour?
What?
Because I'm so sick of looking at you, I can't stand this.
I can't understand it myself, Doc. Molly must have decided to go downtown shopping or something. Said she'd be home in an hour, and that would have been around 2 o'clock.
What time is it?
5:30, my watch says, and it's about 5 minutes...
Wait a minute.
Huh? What is it? What you looking at? Huh?
A light just went on in your kitchen. Somebody's in the house.
What? Oh, my gosh, that can't be Molly. I haven't took my eyes off that back door. It's her! It's Molly, in the kitchen. How did she get in?
Who cares how she got in? Come on. Molly! Oh, Molly!
Hey, Molly, open the back door, will you?
Thank heaven she finally got here. 5:30, and I've got calls...
Hey, when did you get home, Molly? Where's the car? How'd you get in?
I told you I'd only be gone an hour. I pulled up out in front at 2:05.
Two? You mean I've been sitting in that garage for 3 hours while you were in the house all the time?
Hmm?
How did you get in the house?
Oh, you mean with that chain on the front door?
Yeah, how the heck could you open the door? The chain was hooked.
Well, I opened it with a bobby pin, of course. How else does a woman unhook a chain on the front door?
You mean you...
Boys, since neither of you seems to have sense enough to, come in out of the rain.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. The song stylings of Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra, the easygoing humor of Dave Garraway, and fight action direct from ringside are yours Friday nights on NBC. Any song that Dinah sings takes on a freshness and lilt that will keep you humming. You'll enjoy the Dinah Shore Show, a relaxing musical quarter hour heard on NBC Radio Friday evenings. Frank Sinatra combines platters with chatter and a song on the Frank Sinatra Show to bring you more musical entertainment on Friday evenings. For music and song, listen to the Dinah Shore Show and the Frank Sinatra Show. In the humor department, there's Friday with Garraway, one of the easiest listening shows on radio. It'll be worth your while to set the dial and spend Friday with Garraway on NBC Radio. And then for fight action direct from ringside, sports fans will find the big names in the fight field slugging it out on the cavalcade of sports. It's the top fight show. Here, the cavalcade of sports, Fridays on NBC Radio.
And if you can unhook that chain with a bobby pin, Molly, I must have put it on there wrong. I'm going to get my toolbox, take my screwdriver, and take that chain off the door.
Yeah, and then what?
Then I'm going to throw the dad-ratted thing in the trash can. No dad-ratted cheap chain is going to lock me out of my own house anymore.
Just leave it on there, dearie. Anytime you get locked out, Mother will bring you a bobby pin.
But you can't open it. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow when our hero gets himself a big job. Maybe too big. Good night.
Join Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.